Abide with us. The Bridge is WKNZ Harrington Dover, WNKZ Pocomoke City Salisbury, WNJH Cape May Courthouse Wildwood, and WNJB Bridgeton Vineland. Merry Christmas from The Bridge.
Not entirely sure what's come over me. Up in the attic with that old fake Christmas tree. Barely November, I can't remember me looking for Christmas so early. Could be the days getting shorter and darker now. All the world's problems I never could figure out. What's got me wishing for snow? Not sure, but I think I know. Doesn't feel quite the same as it did back when I was a boy. The specials on TV and Holly, and maybe it's just me, but why is it so hard to find joy? I hope I don't sound ungrateful. There's food on the table and family around, but Christ in a manger, could I ask a favor? Could I just hold you right now?
Terrain of Israel, and now in heaven, sitting at the right hand of God the Father. But through the Holy Spirit, Christ is also alive and living in us. This Christmas season is your invitation to experience the presence of Jesus. Invite Him into your life. Ask Him to abide with us. Merry Christmas from The Bridge.
Never out of season. tells of every reason to never stop believing. There is a love greater in the present, given in the giving, joining us with heaven.
The Bridge Morning Show with Denise and Chris. Happy Friday, my friends.
Oh, woo-hoo! Yay.
You know, one of the Friday. Things I love about playing Christmas music here in the Bridge, as opposed to maybe some other places you could hear some Christmas music, is you get stories like that, Forever Evergreen from mm-hmm. Hannah Kerr, these new songs that are going to become favorites and classics for you and your family, but all point you to Jesus.
Yes.
I love that.
Yes.
So we're glad that you're here this morning. It is 5 days. The countdown is on. Five more days. And, four more sleeps until it's Christmas.
Yes.
And I'm very excited about this.
How about that?
I know. How does that even happen? And we said it, remember back in October when it turned October, I think it was mm-hmm. October 1st, we said it's going to feel like a weekend from yeah. now until the new year. And
that's true.
It has gone by so fast. We are glad that you're here this morning, though. And I was taking a look at the weather. It doesn't look like there's going to be any snow for Christmas.
No.
But there's always a chance. And so we're going to talk with meteorologist Phil Spivak coming up in about an hour from now and just find out his take.
Okay.
I do know that we have a potential for some snow tonight. But it may not stick. It might be that kind of wet, slushy kind of snow. But that'll potentially happen this evening. Ooh, right now it's chilly.
All right. You know what? I did not pull a fresh verse
okay.
for today.
Okay.
So I am going to lean into Isaiah 26:3, I believe it
is. Let's go.
And that is, he will keep you in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on thee. And so, yeah,
love
if you
it.
Need peace today, Isaiah 26:3 is your go-to. Leader and Leanna Crawford with We Sing Joy to the World on the Bridge Morning Show.
Love it. And it's so good to be celebrating Christmas. I have been doing this Bible reading plan. It's called the Bible Recap. with Tara Lee Cobble, and it comes from a Bible plan from the Blue Letter Bible organization, and so they put this chronological Bible reading plan together. I heard about it in June. Well, technically, I heard about it last year, but I was like, I don't know that I want to do it. Then I heard somebody here in the staff was doing it in June, and I was like, I'm going to start. Well, today was 198 in a row that I've read.
That's so great, Chris.
I'm not trying to pat myself on the back. It is kind of cool. It's a neat accomplishment
That you can keep, it helps you stay engaged, right?
It does. It's about 15 minutes a day is the commitment for this thing. And we're bringing it up because several of us on staff this year are going to do it in 2025. We're going to do the Bible recap. And we thought, well, we'd like to add our friends. If you guys want to come along and do the Bible recap, you want to read through the Bible in a year chronologically, we'd love to invite you. And we're going to begin that January 1. Mm-hmm. And if you want to find out more information, maybe sign up and get all the info you need, you can text the word recap to 855-887-8870. And then it'll take you to the website. You can sign up. You can find out all about it, all the information. And then we'll get you in touch, and then we'll just start the plan together.
Yeah.
And, you know, throughout the year, we'll check in and see how each of us are doing. And but I really believe this is going to be something, Denise, that is going to be a really cool thing to help us read more of the Bible than we've ever read before.
Yeah.
You know, and consistently.
And this will be different for me because I've done Bible reading plans for a year before. Mm-hmm. They were Old Testament, New Testament, a Psalm, and a Proverb, like every day.
Yeah.
This is a chronological Bible reading plan, and I'm very interested and curious to see how that's...
It's really cool.
How that's going to go.
It's really cool. And I didn't realize I would be, because I'm in Isaiah right now, and I didn't realize I'd be in Isaiah at Christmas time.
Mm.
But it's so cool because several times in Isaiah, he says, you know, and he will be born, and there's prophecies about Jesus' birth. And so it's going to be a pretty amazing. So like Big Daddy Weave, we wanted to go get on the mountain and tell you all about the Bible recap. And we'd love to invite you to be a part of it with the some of us here on staff. And all you do is text the word recap, 855-887-8870. Thanks, friends. We can't wait to join you on the Bible recap journey this year, 2025.
While shepherds kept their watching, or silent flocks by night, behold, throughout the heavens, there shone a holy light. Shone a holy light. The shepherds feared and trembled when low above the earth rang out the angels' chorus that hailed the Savior's birth. Go tell it on the mountain, over the hills and everywhere. Yeah, go tell it on the mountain that Jesus Christ is born. Go till it on the mountain,
I'm Dave Hubbard, and here's what's trending. A man in upstate New York thought he found some buried baseballs in his backyard, but they turned out to be ancient mastodon teeth. A full, well-preserved mastodon jaw, toe, and rib have all been recovered by the New York State Museum, and they're pretty excited. 600 staffers of various independent bookstores across America are receiving $500 holiday bonuses from James Patterson. The best-selling novelist has been awarding independent store employees since 2015. Booksellers save lives, period, Patterson said. I'm happy to be able to acknowledge them and all their hard work this holiday season. You're never too old to find love, and Marjorie Fitterman and Bernie Littman are proof of that. The Philadelphia couple met each other in their 90s at a nursing home after their spouses passed away. They tied the knot and became the oldest couple to have ever gotten married at the age of 100 and 102. Well, I'm Dave Hubbard, and that's what's trending on The Bridge.
Today's update is sponsored by Sam Yoder & Son Trusses of Greenwood, offering design and delivery of wood floor and roof trusses for residential and commercial projects. Details available at 302-398-4711 or samyoder.com.
Here's your latest forecast for The Bridge. Some rain coming in through the day will become fairly steady through the afternoon, mostly light, but persistent, high in the low 40s. Rain showers will end tonight, likely with a few wet snowflakes mixing in. No snow accumulation. We're down to the low 30s. Tomorrow, back to sunshine, but a cool, breezy day. High into the mid-30s. I'll feel like the 20s with a gusty wind blowing. We're only near 30 at best on Sunday with sunshine, back into the mid-30s Monday. I'm meteorologist Phil Spivak on The Bridge.
This weather update is made possible by Pippin Funeral Home and Crematorium in Camden, Wyoming, Delaware. They consider it a privilege to minister to the families they serve with traditional funeral services, pre-planning, and on-site cremation. Found online at pippinfuneralhome.com.
I just want to say I'm so very thankful for you guys every single day. You never get turned off because you're such an inspiration to me and my family. Thank you so very much, and may you all be blessed.
We are The Bridge.
Chestnuts roasting on an open fire, Jack Frost nipping at your nose, Yuletide carols being sung by a choir, and folks dressed up like Eskimos. Everybody knows a turkey and some mistletoe help to make the season bright. Tiny tots with their eyes all aglow will find it hard to sleep tonight. They know that Santa's on his way. He's loaded lots of toys and goodies on his sleigh. And every mother's child is gonna spy to see if reindeer really know how to fly. And so I'm offering this simple phrase kids from 1 to 92. Although it's been said many times, many ways, Merry Christmas to you.
this simple phrase to kids from 1 to 92. Although it's been said many times, many ways, Merry Christmas to you.
We are The Bridge.
I don't need a red suit wearing no guy. If it's a price tag hanging on a white jack, y'all can take the keys. Cause I got peace, I got love, and it comes from up above. Getting more stuff ain't gonna make me feel enough. So I don't want a box under the tree. I'm not looking for a car or any money. Cause today is spree. Feels good to you for about a week, but then it fades away. But not this peace, not this love, when it comes from up above. Praise the Lord because he tells us we're enough. So I don't want a box under the tree. I'm not looking for a card, any money. Cause today is a gift and that's all. The present. I don't want a box under the tree. I'm not looking for a car or any money. Cause today is a gift and that's all I need. Guess that's why they call it the present. I hope you ever marry, baby, Christmas.
The Bridge Morning Show with Denise and Chris, and we're going to be talking about something coming up after this song from Tasha Layton that I think can sometimes divide a household.
Uh-oh.
I'll tell you what it is coming up after Tasha Layton, Comfort and Joy.
Everybody's saying Merry Christmas. Everybody's smiling, singing happy songs. But this December, your world is unraveling. And you don't feel like singing along. Friends are sending cards with warmest wishes, but you're feeling lonely like a winter wind. So take your heart back to the center of the season. There you see the gift that came to us in Bethlehem. Christmas shows that God cares for us deeply. The same boy in the manger holds you still today.
A little scrambled? We specialize in sunny side up.
Oh!
It's the morning show with Denise and Chris on the Bridge.
Oh, it is the season of giving. It's a season of Jesus. And obviously, there are some gifts that are exchanged.
Mm-hmm.
And I was saying that this could really can sometimes divide a house. And I only mean that in the sense of, well, I want to talk about homemade gifts. And so, if you're giving out homemade gifts and the division comes in, would you rather have a homemade, like, toy or a homemade clothing item, you know, a sweatshirt or whatever, mm-hmm. or cookies? Because in our household, I'd rather have the cookies than the sweater. Thankfully, my wife bakes, and so I don't have to worry about it. But I have heard other... I was talking to my... When I was visiting my dad and my brothers, they were talking about, you know, oh, I'd rather get a sweater or a blanket. And I was like, well, why? You can have cookies. And they said, you're like Esau and his brother. You know, Esau traded it in the
soup.
Immediate for his physical bowl of soup. When I was like, man, that's harsh.
So just to clarify, you're not saying a homemade sweater, or
one of my brother's wives, my sister-in-law, she'll make you, like, all year, she'll spend all year making sweaters and blankets
And I love that.
I think that's amazing.
Yeah.
My problem is...
homemade scarf.
The time I've tried to make homemade things like that,
mm-hmm.
they all shrink.
Oh.
And so I'm afraid somebody's going to give me something, and then I'm going to put it... Yeah, and it's going to shrink, and then I'm going to... Like, my right arm's only going to be able to wear it. And here's the thing, though. I love homemade gifts. The ideas of homemade gifts, I think it's a great thing. I know some people are a little bit like, no, you need to buy me something. And I'm like, why would you say that? When you could just get a homemade gift...
Yeah.
And I think there's more heart that goes into it. There's definitely more time.
When somebody's spending the time working on it, they're thinking about you while they're doing it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So if you're giving out a homemade gift this year, would you rather receive a homemade sweater or a blanket? Or would you rather receive a gift box of cookies and fudge?
Those only last a day. You get a homemade sweater, you could wear it.
You're talking about sweaters,
the whole winter.
So you want a homemade sweater rather than the cookies?
Wait, are you making it? I don't know.
The days are shorter and the nights are colder. And let's face it, a cozy stay in your PJs, don't leave the house day is great and even good for you once in a while, but it shouldn't become the norm. One day leading into several is a sign you might be experiencing seasonal affective disorder, or SAD for short. Other indicators are sleeping too much, fatigue, irritability, carb cravings, and weight gain. SAD is actually pretty common, and it's primarily caused by a lack of sunlight, disrupting the body's natural circadian rhythm and lowering melatonin and serotonin levels. So the best thing to do is take some steps to overcome the symptoms. Like seek sunlight, open the curtains to let the light in and get outside on sunny days. Eat nutritious foods, especially those high in vitamin D. Avoid overloading on carbs. Maintain your sleep routine and get 30 minutes of exercise every day. From Samaritan Ministries, I'm Doug Chamberlain with a Family Health Checkup. For more, visit us at familyhealthcheckup.org.
The Bridge appreciates support from Welcome Home Realty, specializing in managing rentals throughout Kent and Sussex counties in Delaware by assisting property owners in day-to-day oversight, repairs, and more. They also specialize in sales. Found online at welcomehomerealty.com.
Hi, this is Jeff Twilley. John chapter 15, verse 4 reminds us, abide in me and I in you. As the branch cannot bear fruit by itself unless it abides in the vine, neither can you unless you abide in me. As we celebrate the birth of our Savior, may our hearts be drawn to abide in him, the true vine who sustains us with his love, peace, and joy. This Christmas, may your home be filled with his presence. Let the miracle of Emmanuel, God with us, remind you of his unchanging faithfulness. Wishing you and your loved ones a season filled with his grace and the hope that only Christ brings. Merry Christmas from all of us here at The Bridge.
This Christmas, she will love tickets under the tree for CeCe Winans in concert at the Delaware State Fair in July 2025. So much joy. Oh, this will be the concert not to miss in 2025. Tickets are on sale now. The perfect Christmas present. Tickets to CeCe Winans at the Delaware State Fair, July 22nd. Details and tickets at wearethebridge.org.
And wonders, and wonders of his love. Mm, yeah.
Connecting and strengthening. We are the bridge.
See the lights go up on Main Street. I want to see the family that I hold dear. I want to hear the laughter of the children playing. It's cold outside, but it's the warmest time of year. Let the church bells ring their melody. The choir bring a little harmony. 'Cause peace on earth sounds good to me. Oh, Christmas is what the world needs. I wanna light a candle and just sit in the silence. Let the calm of the moment fill the room. To let the church bells ring their melody, let the choir be a little harmony, 'cause peace on earth sounds good to me. Oh, Christmas is what the world needs. Thank you.
choiring, a little harmony.
God's mercies are new every morning. The Bridge and Fitzgerald Salvage and Recycling encourage you to begin each day remembering you are loved by God. Fitzgerald Salvage and Recycling reminds you that Jesus recycles people. They recycle cars and more. Found online at fitzgeralds.us.
I watched a man take a giant pickle jar and pour a bunch of sand into it. Then he added a tray of pebbles that filled the jar almost to the top. So when the man tried to add in the big rocks, there was no room to fit them all into that jar. It was impossible to do it. But when he started over and put the big rocks in first, followed by the pebbles that found their way in and around the bigger ones, it was amazing how they managed to fit together. Finally, as the man poured the sand into the jar, the sand filtered around all of it and filled in the spaces that were left in the jar. All of it fit into that jar. It was astounding how much more he could fit into that giant pickle jar just by adding the big rocks first. And so it is with us. What are the most important things in our lives? Hopefully, they're not things. Our relationship with God, with our family, and others God has placed in our circle should be the big rocks in our life. How often do we find ourselves trying to fit them in after pouring in all the pebbles and the sand that fill our day? What if every day was our giant pickle jar and the rocks, pebbles, and sand represent all that we attempt to fill it with? What should go in first? Matthew 6:33 in the Message says, steep your life in God reality, God initiative, God provisions. Don't worry about missing out. You'll find all your everyday human concerns will be met. The Passion Translation tells it this way. So above all, constantly seek God's kingdom and his righteousness. Then all these less important things will be given to you abundantly. We need to put God in our day first, followed by his priorities, his kingdom come in our lives. Then he will pour in the rest. We can get so overwhelmed trying to fit everything into our day when God tells us to put him in first. He will help us to prioritize the rest. And on top of that, he will pour in his abundance of blessings that he's established for today. I'm Denise Harper with a morning devotion on The Bridge.
The Bridge.
I'm Dave Hubbard, and here's what's trending. Despite being under excavation for nearly 50 years, the famous Terracotta Army in China has thrown up yet another discovery. A new general has been found in one of the excavation pits. Only 10 other general statues have been discovered amid the 8,000 life-size figurines we've uncovered so far. Electric vehicle sales have risen by a full 25% since this time last year. With improving infrastructure and EV technology, the increase in sales is expected to move the needle even further toward innovation and renewable driving technology. Well, every December, John Reichert goes from house to house in his Iowa neighborhood, decorating each one with light-up trees, snowflakes, and other holiday decor customized to each of his neighbor's likes. He does it all to bring joy to his wife, Joanne, who was diagnosed with Alzheimer's 4 years ago. "She wanted Christmas, so I gave it to her," said John. His neighbors appreciate his devotion, saying it shows what love truly is. Well, I'm Dave Hubbard, and that's what's trending on The Bridge.
This update is sponsored by Weller's in Bridgeville, Delaware. They carry Amish-built sheds, utility trailers, and steel carports. Weller's is open Tuesday through Friday from 9 to 5 and Saturday 8 to 2. Found online at wellers.com.
Here's your latest forecast for The Bridge. A rainy day for this Friday. Temperature into the low 40s this afternoon. Spotty showers will be winding down that steady rain tonight. As temperatures drop into the 30s, a few snowflakes mixing in too. Sunshine, breezy. We get above freezing, but barely on Saturday. Mid-30s will do it. It'll feel like the mid-20s with wind chill. Clear sky, teens Saturday night, and only upper 20s on Sunday. Mostly sunny, mid-30s Monday. Some clouds mix back in Tuesday. I'm meteorologist Phil Spivak on The Bridge.
This weather update is sponsored by Travis Timmons of All American Mortgage in Dagsboro, Delaware, helping clients with mortgage products when buying or refinancing a home. Travis can be reached at 302-245-0538. Or online at allamericanmortgageltd.com.
The Bridge has come into my life and is such a blessing.
Connecting and strengthening. We are the Bridge.
Calm, all is
Connecting and strengthening.
This is Chris from Wren Collective, and I'd like to wish you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
We are The Bridge.
Oh, the sounds of heaven was still, and a silence filled the earth, till the promise was fulfilled, Son of God through virgin birth. Wise men guided through the night by the star of Bethlehem. Praise the newborn King on high, God with us, Emmanuel. Christ is born. Born dead.
ride with us. The Bridge is WKNZ Harrington Dover, WNKZ Pocomoke City Salisbury, WNJH Cape May Courthouse Wildwood, and WNJB Bridgeton Vineland. Merry Christmas from The Bridge.
What child is this who lay to rest on Mary's lap is sleeping? Whom angels greet with anthems sweet, while shepherds watch are keeping? This is Christ the King, whom shepherds, God, and angels sing. Haste, haste to bring Him, Lord, the Babe, the Son of Mary. So bring Him in. Sends gold and myrrh, come peasant king to own Him. The King of kings salvation brings, let loving hearts enthrone Him. This is Christ the King, who shepherds God. King, whom shepherds, God, and angels sing. Haste, haste to bring Him, Lord, the Babe, the Son of Mary.
The book of John says, "The Word became flesh and blood and moved into the neighborhood." This Christmas, celebrate with us that Christ became flesh and blood to live with us, to redeem us, and make this your prayer. God, abide with us. Merry Christmas from The Bridge.
The Lord is come. Let earth receive her King. Let
Today's live weather update is made possible by Henlopen Homes of Milton, Delaware. Serving Delmarva with custom site-built and custom modular homes. Appointments by phone at 302-684-0860 or online at henlopenhomes.com.
Well, staff meteorologist Phil Spivak is with us this morning. And Phil, everything you've said so far has come true. We are getting colder and colder as the week moves on and on.
So what you're saying is you want me to say it's going to get warmer and warmer, right?
Well, I just want you to say it's going to snow on Christmas. I know you won't, but I want you to say it. All right, what do we have to look forward to today and this weekend?
Well, it is going to get colder and colder. In fact, the coldest of this stretch is going to be Sunday, although it might feel colder Saturday because of the wind. So I guess a toss up there on whether it's the actual temperature or the temperature we're processing. Temperatures are going to be coming up after that. As far as snow goes, not only not snow, but not precipitation at all. It's going to be a pretty sunny day, in fact, Christmas Day. Until then, though, we do have some rain to get through, and we're watching this rain. It's really going to be a very cold rain. Now, we're in the 40s. That's not brutally cold, but when the rain comes down, it'll feel rather chilly, and especially into the evening, as temperatures drop into the 30s, it'll feel like a cold rain. Now, the snow line is going to be close to us, and I think many of us will see some wet snowflakes through the night. We won't see any accumulation, but we will see at least a few flakes. By tomorrow, the system pulls away. The storm system that's sliding in the inland system is going to fall apart. Coastal storm heads up. This is an Atlantic Canada storm, not an issue for us, but it does leave us with a gusty wind tomorrow. So we are in the mid-30s for the temperature. It'll feel like the 20s with the wind chill. Clear sky. We're out of the teens Saturday night, a biting cold Sunday morning. The wind backs off, though, through the day. Sunny sky, 30, into the mid-30s Monday. A little cloudiness Tuesday. Not seeing a lot of precipitation threat. Maybe a passing shower midday Tuesday. Otherwise, mostly dry, low 40s, and we should be pretty close to that for Christmas Day.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Bummer.
All right. Yeah, people keep asking me, thinking it's going to change.
I know.
And we could hope, but you're saying probably not.
Things could change, but there have to be so many factors to get it from to no rain and warm to cold and snow.
So what you're saying is there is a chance.
There's always a chance.
All right. Thank you, Phil. Have a great weekend.
You too. Thank you.
Right now, 38 degrees.
Come on, it's lovely weather for a sleigh ride together with you. Outside the snow is falling and friends are calling you. Come on, it's lovely weather for a sleigh ride together with you. Giddy up, giddy up, giddy up, let's go. Let's look at the show. Riding along with the song of a wintry fairyland. Our cheeks are nice and rosy and comfy, cozy are we. We're snuggled up together like two birds of a feather would be. Let's take that road to the forest and sing a chorus or two. Come on. Gliding along with the song of a wintry fairyland. Our cheeks are nice and rosy and comfy, cozy are we. We're snuggled up together like two birds of a feather would be. Let's take that road before us and sing another chorus or two.
Going deeper with God is lingering longer in His presence. It's His invitation and ours. Abide with us. Merry Christmas from the Bridge.
Sky. It's the same that appeared and the wise men revered when hope was born this night. Out upon the snowy fields, there's a silent peace that heals, and it echoes the grace of our Savior's embrace, because hope was born this night. Christmas bells ring as softly church choirs sing. It's the song used to praise the Ancient of Days when hope was born this night. There are angels in this place
this night at Sidewalk Profits on the Bridge Morning Show with Denise and Chris.
I'm pretty sure, I don't know this for a fact, but I think the story in the Bible where the Magi bring gold, frankincense, and myrrh, I think that's where we get our Christmas giving tradition, right? Like gifts. I think. I don't know for sure, but I like to think that that's how we can tie it in. But gifts at Christmas time are like peanut butter and jelly. They just go together. It's kind of what you do. And I was thinking about maybe the best gift that you'd ever received, whether it's from a coworker or, you know, your office or family member, whatever it might be.
Yeah.
Because they stick with you. There's something that sticks with you. There's somebody knows you. And when you get that perfect gift, the one that you're like, whoa.
Yeah.
It brings up that memory, and then forever you're attached. Every time you see that gift, it brings you back to that place where you're like, oh, I love this, and I can't believe I got this. And so, Denise, I'm curious, so do you have a gift that you received that is like the perfect, like, wow gift?
I do. I was really wowed one year. Ken had, what I didn't realize is a couple months before, Ken had gotten a trunk. It was my great-grandmother's trunk. It had been in the basement of my parents' home, and he took it to a lady to be redone.
Oh, wow.
And this lady is a good friend of ours. She did a phenomenal job with it. And somehow he got it into the house and covered it up. It was, you know, a total surprise to me. And when I saw it, I started crying.
Oh.
It just touched me so much that he had done it. And it looked so beautiful.
Yeah.
And the lady who did it had written up a history on it. She'd done before and after pictures.
Wow.
And it was just beautiful. And it still, to this day, has a really prominent spot. Like, when I'm decorating, when we moved into a house, I'm looking for just the right spot.
Where's
this
the place?
Trunk, you know? And so I love it. And you're right. Every day that I walk by it, I'm reminded of those memories.
Yeah.
And I was kind of calculating before we went on the air, that trunk is almost 150 years old.
Wow.
And it's beautiful.
I did see a picture, so, and it looks awesome.
Yeah.
And I love the way that your eyes light up when you tell the story. Like, this is how you know it's one of those gifts. Your eyes light up.
I was so surprised. I had zero idea at all that he was getting that done.
Ken, if you're hearing, good job. And by the way, way to set the bar high for all the rest of us. You know, now we're all scrambling. Thanks so much for that.
Yeah.
Well, what about you? Have you ever received the perfect Christmas gift, or what was the best Christmas gift you have ever received? Would you share it with us? 855-887-8870. We'd love to hear from you.
Time, behold him. light and life to all he brings, risen with healing in his wings. Mild he lays his glory by, born that man no more may die. Born to raise the sons of earth, born to give them second birth. Hark, the herald angels sing, glory to the newborn King. The newborn King.
I'm Dave Hubbard, and here's what's trending. A man in upstate New York thought he found some buried baseballs in his backyard, but they turned out to be ancient mastodon teeth. A full, well-preserved mastodon jaw, toe, and rib have all been recovered by the New York State Museum, and they're pretty excited. 600 staffers of various independent bookstores across America are receiving $500 holiday bonuses from James Patterson. The best-selling novelist has been awarding independent store employees since 2015. Booksellers save lives, period, Patterson said. I'm happy to be able to acknowledge them and all their hard work this holiday season. You're never too old to find love, and Marjorie Fitterman and Bernie Littman are proof of that. The Philadelphia couple met each other in their 90s at a nursing home after their spouses passed away. They tied the knot and became the oldest couple to have ever gotten married at the age of 100 and 102. Well, I'm Dave Hubbard, and that's what's trending on The Bridge.
This update is sponsored by Community Bank Delaware, with locations in Lewis and Rehoboth serving all of Sussex County. Services include all types of deposit accounts and online and smartphone access. Community Bank Delaware is a member FDIC and an equal housing lender. Details at communitybankdelaware.com.
Here's your latest forecast for The Bridge. Some rain coming in through the day will become fairly steady through the afternoon, mostly light, but persistent, high in the low 40s. Rain showers will end tonight, likely with a few wet snowflakes mixing in. No snow accumulation. We're down to the low 30s. Tomorrow, back to sunshine, but a cool, breezy day. High to the mid-30s. I'll feel like the 20s with a gusty wind blowing. We're only near 30 at best on Sunday with sunshine, back into the mid-30s Monday. I'm meteorologist Phil Spivak on The Bridge.
This weather update is sponsored by Burke Equipment Company, offering sales and service of Kubota zero-turn mowers, tractors, construction equipment, and more at all three locations in Newark, Belton, and Del Mar, Delaware. Kubota information is available at burkeequipment.com.
We dim the light, we stoke the fire, we breathe the evergreen. Young ones wait while the old ones make up tales of how it used to be.
China dolls, candy corn.
Travelers through a given
can know what tomorrow holds. But over the horizon, surely you and I will find. Emmanuel, God with us.
Bridge Morning Show with Denise and Chris. That's Amy Grant and Anthem Lights on the morning show. And we're asking you about your favorite gift that someone gave you. It's so memorable. And it might have been something that you got to do. It might have been an experience gift.
Yeah, yeah.
Like someone said that they were given an Alaskan cruise by their grandfather. And I love... Tammy said, when I was 8, I received a little rocking chair, which I still have, and it sits next to the piano.
That's cool.
I love that, Tammy. That's precious. I'm sure it reminds you of the person who gave it to you.
Yeah. I wanted an Oscar Mayer Wiener dog whistle. Not really. That's from Santa Claus.
All right. Tell us what was memorable for you.
So the most memorable one was Mel and I had been married a few years. We were super... poor, like we were dirt poor, and we didn't even have a Christmas tree for the kids. Normally we would go to Target because they always did, like on Christmas Eve, they always did like 30% off all the toys.
Yeah.
And so we would go and shop because, you know, trying to stretch the dollar. Mm-hmm. A church we had visited several months before had showed up at our door on the 23rd, I think, and they brought groceries and they brought a check. Mind you, we didn't go back to this church. It just wasn't a right fit for us. But we visited one time, like in September, and they had brought to us an offering that they had taken up for local families they knew who might need.
Wow.
So we were able to go out and get a Christmas tree. We were able to go out and do some of the things that we would normally do as parents for our kiddos.
Yeah.
And while I have no idea what we bought, and I don't remember anything other than just the experience of being able to know that we were loved by people we had never met before. That to me, probably the coolest thing is because it wasn't really a gift for me. It was a gift for the kids. It was a gift for Mel, and it was a gift for our family.
Yeah.
There's that.
I love that.
And so
how
that's
precious that is.
It's that one always sticks with me. And I think that's probably one of my favorite Christmas gifts ever. Okay, we want to play a song for you this morning that has nothing to do with Christmas gifts.
That's right.
Unless you grew up listening to the Chipmunks.
A dear friend of mine hit me up last night online and said, hey, any chance you could look for the Chipmunks song? And I will do it.
With
just
trepidation,
for you.
You said, okay, here we go, the Chipmunk song.
All right, you Chipmunks, ready to sing your song?
I'll say we are. Yeah, let's sing it now.
Okay, Simon.
Okay.
Okay, Theodore.
Okay.
Okay, Alvin. Alvin. Alvin!
Okay! Christmas, Christmas time is near. Time for toys and time for cheer. We've been good, but we can't last. Hurry, Christmas, hurry fast.
Okay, fellas, get ready. That was very good, Simon.
Naturally.
Very good, Theodore. Alvin, you were a little flat. Watch it, Alvin. Alvin. Let's not overdo it.
What do you mean overdo it?
Wait,
let us
sing
it
again.
Yeah,
that's
good. Why can't we sing it
again? Alvin, cut that down. Wait, just a minute. Simon, will you cut that out? Get on.
Go ahead. Sing along. This is a No Judgment Zone. The morning show with Denise and Chris on the Bridge.
It's perfect.
Oh, y'all, it's so fun to celebrate Christmas with you. And I feel like, you know, when we share these stories about like our favorite gifts or traditions, things like that, it's just we're getting to know you a little bit and we get to share in those memories.
Hey, Julie said the best present that she got from her mom and stepdad was an awesome family vacation to Disney World.
What?
I love that. Julie, I know. Oh. I saw your pictures. Looks like you had a great time.
That is cool. Peggy said, you know, for many years, my husband gave me lighthouses, and I've always loved them, and we traveled to see most of the ones that I have.
Oh, that's
cool. That's
neat.
But the best gift was the shelf that he bought to display them on. Oh. It means so much to me, and every time those houses are lit, my heart just skips the beef. Sorry.
I think it was skips the beat.
Yeah. But I like mine. My mishap better. If you want to share your Christmas gift, the best one maybe you've ever received, we are okay with hearing it. 855-887-8870.
This is Carter Conlon. In Romans chapter 12 and verse 1, the Apostle Paul urges us as brethren to present our bodies as living sacrifices to God, holy and acceptable. This act of surrender is not extraordinary, but rather a reasonable response to God's mercies. It's only reasonable for us to offer ourselves to God and say, "Here I am, Lord. Take my life and use me for your glory." Even though we may feel insufficient, we recognize that in God we have everything we need. Despite our past failures and our present fears, we trust in God's faithfulness and his ability to empower us. With his life and his strength flowing through us, we can confidently declare that we can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. Let's embrace this truth today and start speaking again as the Church of Jesus Christ with authority. My brother, my sister, it's time to pray.
It's Time to Pray is underwritten by Sonia Parker, realtor with Coldwell Banker Realty in Delaware. Sonia assists clients with their real estate needs. She can be reached in office at 302-539-1777, by cell at 302-500-0721, or online at sonia-parker.com.
Your church's worship team may have had formal music lessons. Why not the tech team, too? Saturday, March 1st is the Worship Production Conference in Georgetown, Delaware. Learn from the pros with hands-on tech experience. Ask the questions relevant to what your church needs to help keep the focus on God and less on the production. Early bird pricing is available right now. Sign up for the Worship Production Conference at wearethebridge.org.
Hi, this is Kim Willie, Director of Business Development at The Bridge. In Scripture, Jesus said we should abide in him and he will abide in us. One definition of abide means to remain in a place. When Jesus came as a baby in the manger, he was called Emmanuel, which means God with us. He has promised to never leave us or forsake us. During this season, I pray that you are able to abide in the peace and presence of the Most High God. From my family to yours, Merry Christmas.
This is Susie and I love the Bridge.
Christmas can be difficult for some of us. Pain, suffering, and loss can be amplified. But remember, during this special season, that Jesus is as close as a whispered prayer. He came to give life, and life abundantly. As you celebrate Christmas 2024, ask Him to give you peace and accept His offer to abide with us. Merry Christmas from the Bridge.
Love incarnate, love divine, star and angels gave the sign, bow to babe on bended knee, the savior of humanity. Unto us a child is born, he shall reign forevermore. No.
It makes me wanna wag my tail. When it comes, I wanna wail.
He
Mail's here.
I need my sleigh bells. We needed the Christmas version
I'm sorry. Yeah. You know what? You're right. We did need a Christmas version of that. And we don't. Maybe we'll have to work on it for next year for sure. Hey, we are so excited that you're here this morning because that means you chose to be a part of the family of the Bridge.
That's right.
And we love that. We love to celebrate with you and to hear what God is doing through the ministry of the Bridge, not so we can pat ourselves on the back, but so that we can say, look at God,
yes,
family. Look and see what God has done. Just like that song we just heard from Chris Tomlin and Lauren Daigle, Noel, come and see what God has done. And so we get these letters. Sometimes we get emails and text messages from folks just like you. And we heard from Deb in Cape May Courthouse. She says, we just appreciate your ministry. I volunteer at Cape Christian Academy in Cape May Courthouse. And I'm thankful at how you have supported our school. So we love being able to reach into the community and support you as much as you do us. And then Tanya in Clayton, Delaware said, your station has helped me in more ways than I can count. And that's all glory to God. That's God getting every little bit of that glory.
Hey, Tom and Wilma from Felton, Delaware, sent us a note, and they had just recently celebrated their 40th wedding anniversary. Congratulations, guys. And they said, the Bridge is a daily listening routine in our home, on the road, and when we're on vacation, wherever we go. We were recently on vacation abroad, and the Bridge was the only radio station we listened to. In fact, they were able to figure out how to listen to the Bridge in their rental car, just like in Delaware. And Tom and Wilma, thank you for that kind note. We love hearing from you. So thank you for taking a moment, dropping us a line, whether you do it through text or email's probably an easy way. info@wearethebridge.org. We may share yours next week.
I'm Dave Hubbard, and here's what's trending. Despite being under excavation for nearly 50 years, the famous Terracotta Army in China has thrown up yet another discovery. A new general has been found in one of the excavation pits. Only 10 other general statues have been discovered amid the 8,000 life-size figurines we've uncovered so far. Electric vehicle sales have risen by a full 25% since this time last year. With improving infrastructure and EV technology, the increase in sales is expected to move the needle even further toward innovation and renewable driving technology. Well, every December, John Reichert goes from house to house in his Iowa neighborhood, decorating each one with light-up trees, snowflakes, and other holiday decor customized to each of his neighbor's likes. He does it all to bring joy to his wife, Joanne, who was diagnosed with Alzheimer's 4 years ago. "She wanted Christmas, so I gave it to her," said John. His neighbors appreciate his devotion, saying it shows what love truly is. Well, I'm Dave Hubbard, and that's what's trending on The Bridge.
This update is sponsored by State Farm agents Kim Benton of Millsboro and Susan Lynch of Federalsburg, offering life, disability, auto, and home insurance coverage. More online at kimbenton.com and susanlynchinsurance.com.
Here's your latest forecast for The Bridge, a rainy day for this Friday. Temperature into the low 40s this afternoon. Spotty showers will be winding down that steady rain tonight. As temperatures drop into the 30s, a few snowflakes mixing in too. Sunshine, breezy. We get above freezing, but barely on Saturday. Mid-30s will do it. It'll feel like the mid-20s with wind chill. Clear sky, teens Saturday night, and only upper 20s on Sunday. Mostly sunny, mid-30s Monday. Some clouds mix back in Tuesday. I'm meteorologist Phil Spivak on The Bridge.
This update is sponsored by Affordable Business Systems, providing Eastern Shore businesses with bottle-free water coolers. Features include touch-free sensor activation, reverse osmosis filtration, and more. Details available at affordablebusinesssystems.com.
Unfaithful, come all you unworthy, oh come you with nothing to offer him, come you unrighteous, come you undeserving, rejoice he came for you, rejoice he came for you, rejoice he came for you, Christ the self-sufficient, and you will. Rejoice, he came for you. Rejoice, he came for you. Rejoice, he came for you. Christ, the
Gabriel came to Mary and said, "The Lord is with you. Do not be afraid, for you have found favor with God. He will be called the Son of the Most High, and he will reign over the house of Jacob forever. And of his kingdom there will be no end."
Merry Christmas from the Bridge.
Here bringing good cheer to young and old, meek and the bold. Ding dong, ding dong, that is their song, with joyful ring all caroling. One seems to hear words of good cheer from everywhere, filling the air. Oh, how they pound, raising the sound. Oh, hill and dale, telling the tale. Caroling and ring, all people sing songs of good cheer. Christmas is here. Merry, 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 merry Christmas.
Merry, 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 merry Christmas.
Cheer, Christmas is here.
With us. The Bridge is WKNZ Harrington Dover, WNKZ Pocomoke City Salisbury, WNJH Cape May Courthouse Wildwood, and WNJB Bridgeton Vineland. Merry Christmas from the Bridge.
Are breaking, how we need to hear from God. You've been promised, we've been waiting. Welcome, Holy Child. Welcome, Holy Child.
unto us is love.
Flesh around you.
Breathe our air and walk our side.
Rob our sins and make us holy.
Perfect sign of God.
Perfect sign.
If we make ourselves at home with Jesus and His words are at home in us, we can be sure that whatever we ask will be listened to and acted upon. Abide with us. Merry Christmas from the Bridge.
That is Chris Tomlin, Emmanuel, on the Bridge Morning Show.
If you have ever read the book of Matthew at Christmas time, I mean, Luke is probably the most popular version to read of the story. Matthew's got a great telling, though, of the Magi when they show up, right?
Yeah.
And the other day for staff devotion, it was my honor to be able to kind of give devotion. And it was very awkward at the beginning because everybody walks in. And I like to talk. I'm a laughy kind of guy. But I was just sitting there in character. And Denise goes, oh, I know something's up. And trying to be silent.
Yeah.
Because there's a part of the story, the Christmas story, that sometimes gets overlooked, I think. And it's the fact that here are the Magi, these kings, as we would call them. And we don't know, by the way, if there were 3 or 2 or 12 or, you know, it just, they showed up. And they said this in Matthew 2:11, on coming to the house, they saw the child with his mother Mary, and they bowed down and worshiped him. Then they opened their treasures and presented him with gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. And having been warned in a dream not to go back to Herod, they returned to their country by another route. There's something that I think gets overlooked, but seems to be pretty important. It seems to be really loud, actually, is the fact that the Magi were silent. I mean, at least there's no recorded conversations that take place between them and Mary and Joseph. They just show up, see the baby Jesus, worship him, and then present their gifts, their talents, their gifts, and then they move on. I just think that's really kind of beautiful if you think about it, right? Like, you and I have gifts that we can present to God, and we could do it in a way that we don't need to get the accolades for. We can just say, God, this is all we have, and this is the best that we can give you.
Yeah.
And we just want to worship you at Christmas time. It doesn't matter how good we sing or how good we did this gift or how great. It's just presenting the gift and saying, God, we worship you. And I was just thinking about how awesome that is, especially in our job, you know, because we have a thing here that it just happened. The music ended and I quickly went to push and press the music to play again because dead air is it's kind of taboo around here. Or it can be. It's not always, but it can be. I just thought, what if at this Christmas season, what if we as a family just said, you know what, we're going to allow some silence. Listen to God. Present our gifts, worship him, and just let him speak through all the noise, because there's a lot of noise at Christmas time. And I think sometimes God's saying things. And when we slow down, we turn the music off, and we say, God, I want you to be in control. That awkward silence, that might be exactly what God is hoping for.
Happy birthday, Jesus. It's the time of year. All the lights on the trees say Christmas time is near. Another year's behind us. You helped us make it through. So happy birthday, Jesus. This song is just for you. We all get so caught up on material things. At times it seems like we forget what Christmas brings. It should be thanks we're giving. That's why I wrote this tune. So happy birthday, Jesus. This song is just for you. Thank you.
happy birthday, Jesus. That's why I wrote this tune. So happy birthday, Jesus. My song is just for you.
Christ in us, Christ with us. Merry Christmas from the Bridge.
Clemens and Silent Night on the Bridge Morning Show with Denise and Chris.
Something has been happening called brushing scam.
Oh.
You may or may not have heard of this, and we as a staff were kind of chatting about it this week.
Yeah.
Because somebody had heard about it. Others of us had not ever heard about it. Somebody had actually been scammed.
Oh.
And it involves getting a gift, something arrives at your home, and it's something that you didn't order. And inside, the packages include some QR code claiming to reveal to you who the sender is and more details about the gift. And so then it wants you to scan the QR code. And when that happens, they can actually access your phone.
What?
So I know. I thought so. When I read this earlier this week, I was like, okay, maybe. And, you know, in the whole, we have three different people in our household that are all ordering gifts.
Sure.
Sometimes packages are coming. You don't necessarily know.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, so it's very, I mean, I think we're very susceptible to opening something going, I didn't order this. And then you see this little note inside that says, scan the QR code for more details.
Right.
Or further instructions or who it came from or whatever. And so here's the deal. This came from my bank. So I'm taking that it is a thing. And I thought I'd pass it along to you in case this happens to you. You have a package show up and you don't know anything about it, but inside there is a QR code.
Yeah.
First of all, don't scan it. Don't scan unknown QR codes. They say avoid scanning any QR codes that are included with unexpected packages. If you need to verify with the retailer, you're unsure about the delivery, contact the retailer directly.
Okay.
Okay.
That's good.
Warn others, inform your friends and family about the scam so they can stay safe too, and secure your information. You want to regularly watch your accounts, monitor your bank account for suspicious activity.
Wow.
And they also recommend updating your passwords frequently, which, of course, we always hear that. So it's called the brushing scam. It is apparently a legit thing, and we don't want anybody to fall for that. So be on guard.
But I'll tell you, I really drew encouragement from the story of Nehemiah.
Jody Berndt on Focus on the Family Minute, sharing how she's learned to fight for her family through prayer.
You know, he was trying to rebuild that wall, and he was under attack, just like we can feel as parents, things coming at us all the time. His people, his laborers were getting weary. And there's this beautiful verse that I think all families can cling to, Nehemiah 4:14, when it's coming at them from all sides and they're afraid, just like we're afraid as we're looking at all this technology, everything else. Nehemiah says, don't be afraid of them. Remember the Lord, who is great and awesome, and fight for your families, your sons and your daughters, your wives and your homes. And I look at that and I go, that's what we're doing. You know, we fight for our families. We fight for our kids in prayer.
More insights from Jody about praying for your children at familyminute.org.
Focus on the Family Minute is sponsored by Iconic Sparkle, offering accessories such as necklaces, earrings, and bracelets. Their new storefront is located at 121 North Main Street in Camden, Delaware. Also available online at iconicsparkle.com.
Why is it important to be a godly man? And how do we get there if we need help? Hello, this is Spencer from Atlantic Alter Brokers. We have partnered with The Bridge to shine the light on the importance of being the men God called us to be. Learn more at loveworthsharing.com.
DiCarlo Digital Copy Center in Salisbury, Maryland is happy to support The Bridge. They specialize in preserving family memories, including home movie and audio transfers of VHS, reel movies, and cassette tapes, plus photo album and scrapbook scanning. Found online at DiCarloDigitalCopyCenter.com.
It's Denise and Chris from The Bridge Morning Show. Some of our staff are doing something in the new year, and we want to invite you to join us.
Read through the Bible in a year using the Bible Recap. Well, whether you're new to a relationship with Jesus, or maybe you wanted to read through the whole Bible and have never been able to do it consistently,
we would love for you to do it with us. Let us know you're jumping in for the 2025 Bible Recap by clicking the Bible Recap from the drop-down menu on your Bridge app and signing up. Or text the word Recap to 855-887. 8870.
15 minutes a day is about the time it takes to commit to reading the Bible through in a year, and we would love for you to join us in this transformational journey. Hey, text the word RECAP to 855-887-8870 or click the Bible Recap on the drop-down menu of your Bridge app today.
I'm going to tell you what, this radio station, I won't even classify it as a radio station. I'm going to classify it as one big giant family having a come to Jesus meeting every day.
Christmas bells are ringing, joyous voices sweet and clear, sing the sad of heart to cheer. Ding dong, ding dong, Christmas bells are ringing.
through the town, Christmas bells are ringing, caroling, caroling up and down, Christmas bells are ringing. Mark ye well the song we sing, gladsome tidings now we bring. Ding dong, ding dong, Christmas bells are ringing.
Caroling, caroling, now we go. Caroling, caroling through the storm. Joyous voices, sweet and clear, sing the sad of heart to cheer.
Little town of Bethlehem, Christ came to us. Our Lord, Emmanuel, God is with us. God, abide with us. Merry Christmas from the Bridge.
Never been a mother before, unmarried and laboring on a dirt floor of a barn in a town in the middle of this broken world. She never imagined in all of her years the God of creation could end up right here as a delicate baby held in the arms of a girl. Jesus, the Savior, is here. If you were there with them, wouldn't you run to catch just a glimpse of the wonderful one, the Lamb and the Shepherd, the one who would dry all our tears? God with us.
Huge Morning Show with Denise and Chris. Hey, share us with a friend this Christmas season. In fact, today, tell a friend about the bridge and all the great Christmas music, like this one from Amy Grant. It's a sleigh ride.
Just hear those sleigh bells jingling, ring, ding, tingling too. Come on, it's lovely weather for a sleigh ride together with you. Outside the snow is falling and friends are calling you who. Come on, it's lovely weather for a sleigh ride together with you. Giddy up, giddy up, giddy up, let's go. Let's look at the show. We're riding in a wonderland of snow. Giddy up, giddy up, giddy up, it's grand. Just holding your hand. We're gliding along with a song of a wintry fairyland. Our cheeks are nice and rosy and comfy, cozy are we. We snuggle close together like two birds of a feather would be. Let's take that road before us and sing a chorus or two. Come on, it's lovely weather for a sleigh ride together with you.
You, you.
There's a birthday party at the home of Farmer Gray. It'll be the perfect ending of a perfect day. We'll be singing the songs we love to sing without a single stop. At the fireplace where we'll watch the chestnuts pop. Pop, pop, pop. There's a happy feeling nothing in this world can buy. When they pass around the coffee and the pumpkin pie, it'll nearly be like a picture print by Career and Ives. These wonderful things are the things we remember all through our lives. These wonderful things are the things we remember all.
Delmarva and South Jersey, we are The Bridge.
Every day is a grind. Them elves working 6 day weeks, no raise in sight. Santa only paying cookies when they working at overtime. Gotta make that quota, can't do it in a 9 to 5. But that ain't right. Let's talk about fairness. Elf awareness. This is the elf song, sitting on a shelf song, working with them itty bitty pointed toe shoes on. I blame Santa Claus and his North Pole operation. Ain't a good look paying candy cane wages. R-E-S-P-E-C-T, give them some. Put your hands up for the elves. This is the elf song. This is the elf song. Yeah, this is the elf song. Only stand 2 feet tall, or maybe 3, maybe 4, but the point is elves are small. Still make enough toys for a million shopping malls. Size don't matter, even Santa can't do it all. Elves are the bomb. This is the elf song, giving them the credit song, working with them itty bitty pointed toe shoes on. Santa Claus and his North Pole operation, but it ain't a good look paying him and them wages. R-E-S-P-E-C-T, give him
awareness. Elf awareness.
This is the elf song. Elf and everyday song. Dancing with them itty bitty pony toe shoes on. High five Santa Claus and his North Pole operation. Word on the street is the tail's got raises. R-E-S-P-E-C-T. Give us all. Put your hands up for the elves. This is the elf song. Yeah, this is the elf song. This is the elf song. Yeah, this is the elf song. Put your hands up, everyone. Yeah, this is the elf song. This is the elf song. Yeah, this is the elf song.
Join us for morning devotions. Weekdays at 6:45 and 9:05. It's the morning show with Denise and Chris on the Bridge.
Hey, one of the pages on our website that you want to make sure that you save so that you can go back to it over and over again is our community calendar. And you'll find things like the Worship Production Conference, the C.C. Winans concert at the Delaware State Fair, all of that at wearethebridge.org.
This community calendar update is sponsored by Del One Federal Credit Union, a not-for-profit financial institution who has been helping members reach their goals since 1960. Del One has locations statewide throughout Delaware. More at del-one.org.
This segment of programming is sponsored by Delmarva Roofing and Coating, providing installation of Duradeck products, including maintenance-free outdoor deck flooring that's waterproof and slip-resistant. Information about Duradeck products is available at delmarvaroofing.com.
Abide with us. At its core, it's an invitation. Hey there, this is Lindsay Lyons, digital content producer here at The Bridge. When I think of the Christmas story, I think about how almost everyone involved had to step out in faith in their own way. Mary had a baby she wasn't expecting to carry. Joseph accepted a son that wasn't biologically his. The wise men and the shepherds looked to the sky and followed a star to an unknown destination. Oh, come to us, abide with us, our Lord Emmanuel. May the Prince of Peace, born to us all those years ago, give you the confidence to step out in faith today. Merry Christmas and Happy New Year from your family here at The Bridge.
Like giving gifts but don't enjoy wrapping? How about donating that old car, truck, or motorcycle? If it's taking up too much space in your garage and not bringing you any joy, The Bridge can take it off your hands. It's our Cars for Hope program, which turns your vehicle donation into great Christian music and programming. The process is free, and we handle the pickup. Now that's something to be merry about. Learn more by texting the word CARS to 855-887-8870 or visit wearethebridge.org/cars.
Thank you.
More than a routine, abiding in Jesus is long obedience in the same direction. Abide with us. Merry Christmas from the Bridge.
Christmas Day to save us all from Satan's power when we were gone astray. Oh, tidings of comfort and joy, comfort and joy. Oh, tidings of comfort and joy. In Bethlehem in Israel, this blessed babe was born and laid within a manger upon this blessed morn. The witch's mother Mary did nothing take in scorn. Oh, tidings of comfort and joy, comfort and joy. Oh, oh, tidings of comfort and joy.
For Delmarva and South Jersey, we are The Bridge.
Have yourself a merry little Christmas. Let your heart be
helping your family make good media choices. It's the Plugged In Movie Review, sponsored by Sam Yoder & Son Trusses of Greenwood, offering design and delivery of wood floor and roof trusses for residential and commercial projects. More at 302-398-4711 or samyoder.com.
Long before they became legends, Mufasa and the prince who would come to be known as Scar became brothers.
In the new movie Mufasa, The Lion King, now in theaters, Disney gives us the origin story for one of its most beloved characters. Up till now, we've known Mufasa as the wise father of Simba. But if you've ever wondered how Mufasa became king, this movie answers that question. You see, as a cub, Mufasa was swept away from his family by a flash flood. Taka, another young lion and the son of King Obasi, eventually pulled Mufasa from the water. He even helped Mufasa find acceptance when normally a stray cub from another pride would have been killed. Taka looks forward to one day ruling the land, just like his father. But Taka is a coward, not a leader. And Mufasa is just the opposite, a natural-born leader, despite the fact that he's an orphan. Together, Mufasa and Taka must face another feline threat to the pride, a white-furred lion named Kairos. In that conflict, it becomes clear that Taka, who is scarred badly, will never be king, even as Mufasa showcases his royal virtues.
The circle is broken. There will be one Lion King.
Mufasa, run!
If you saw 2019's Lion King reboot, you already know what to expect here. Photorealistic CGI action and adventure, bravery, and terrific songs, all paired with some intense moments of violence and tribal spirituality. And though there's no blood shown in any of the story's combat scenes, quite a few animals perish. So we're giving Mufasa, the Lion King, a 3.5 out of 5 for family friendliness. Read the full review at PluggedIn.com/radio. And be sure to listen to The Plugged In Show wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Adam Holtz for Focus on the Family's Plugged In Movie Review.
My name is Everett. I live in Cape May Courthouse, and I love The Bridge.
connecting and strengthening.
Let's celebrate Christmas, y'all. It's Real Walker, and I'm wishing you and yours a very Merry Christmas.
We are The Bridge. With us. The Bridge is WKNZ Harrington Dover, WNKZ Pocomoke City Salisbury, WNJH Cape May Courthouse Wildwood, and WNJB Bridgeton Vineland. Merry Christmas from The Bridge.
When Jesus was born, back 2,000 years or so. Guess in the grand scheme of time, it wasn't really that long ago. When Mary laid down, holding on to Joseph, wasn't his child, but he believed she was chosen. That night when Jesus was born, 2,000 years ago. God made
got me to away in a manger. God made a way, God made a way, away in a manger.
Wish I could follow the star to that little town of Bethlehem. Walk through the fields with those wise men, shepherds watched over him. What would I say? What would I bring? What else could I do but just worship my King? Wish I could follow the star to that little town of Bethlehem, where God made a way, God made a way in a manger. God made a way, God made a way, a way.
I sit down in the quiet, in the dark of this living room. Snow falling outside my window, I can't help but think of you. That God made a way, God made a way,
a way in a manger.
There was no other way, God made a way, a way.
When they saw the star, they rejoiced with exceeding great joy. Come to us and abide with us, Lord God. Emmanuel. Merry Christmas from the Bridge.
Christmas is music and family in town. Christmas is Snoopy and Charlie Brown. It's anticipating that snow's gonna fall. And praying for some place to park at the mall. It's mom going crazy cause the turkey got burned. It's saying thanks for some gift you'll return. Christmas is caroling kids at your door. It's paper and ribbon all over. It's a wonderful life. Christmas is caring for those who've got nothing. It's dropping your change in the bell ringer's bucket. Christmas is coming. Christmas is near. I've been counting down the days all year. Christmas is almost here. Fun things for sure, but Christmas is really, oh, so much more. It's good news of hope for the whole world because Christmas.
Christmas is coming. Christmas is near. I've been counting.
God's mercies are new every morning. The Bridge and Fitzgerald Salvage and Recycling encourage you to begin each day remembering you are loved by God. Fitzgerald Salvage and Recycling reminds you that Jesus recycles people. They recycle cars and more. Found online at Fitzgerald's.us.
I watched a man take a giant pickle jar and pour a bunch of sand into it. Then he added a tray of pebbles that filled the jar almost to the top. So when the man tried to add in the big rocks, there was no room to fit them all into that jar. It was impossible to do it. But when he started over and put the big rocks in first, followed by the pebbles that found their way in and around the bigger ones, it was amazing how they managed to fit together. Finally, as the man poured the sand into the jar, the sand filtered around all of it and filled in the spaces that were left in the jar. All of it fit into that jar. It was astounding how much more he could fit into that giant pickle jar just by adding the big rocks first. And so it is with us. What are the most important things in our lives? Hopefully, they're not things. Our relationship with God, with our family, and others God has placed in our circle should be the big rocks in our life. How often do we find ourselves trying to fit them in after pouring in all the pebbles and the sand that fill our day? What if every day was our giant pickle jar and the rocks, pebbles, and sand represent all that we attempt to fill it with? What should go in first? Matthew 6:33 in the Message says, steep your life in God reality, God initiative, God provisions. Don't worry about missing out. You'll find all your everyday human concerns will be met. The Passion Translation tells it this way. So above all, constantly seek God's kingdom and his righteousness. Then all these less important things will be given to you abundantly. We need to put God in our day first, followed by his priorities, his kingdom come in our lives. Then he will pour in the rest. We can get so overwhelmed trying to fit everything into our day when God tells us to put him in first. He will help us to prioritize the rest. And on top of that, he will pour in his abundance of blessings that he's established for today. I'm Denise Harper with a morning devotion on The Bridge.
Glorious song of old, from angels bending near the earth to touch their harps of gold. Peace on the earth, goodwill to men, from heaven's all gracious King. The
they come with peaceful wings unfurled, and still the heavenly music floats over all the weary world. Above its side in lowly plains, they bend on hovering wings, and
We are The Bridge.
It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas everywhere you go. Take a look at the 5 and 10. It's glistening once again with candy canes and silver lanes that glow. It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas. The prettiest sight to see is the holly that will be on your own front door. A pair of hop-along boots and a pistol that shoots is the wish of Barney and Ben. Dolls that'll talk and won't go for a walk is the hope of Janice and Jan. And Mom and Dad can hardly wait for school to start again. It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas everywhere you go. There's a tree in the Grand Hotel, one in the park as well. It's the sturdy kind that doesn't mind the snow. It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas. And the thing that'll make them ring is the carol that you sing right within your heart.
Tell you, boys.
Beginning to look a lot like Christmas. Toys in every store. But the prettiest sight to see is the holly that will be on your own front door. Sure is Christmas once more.
Beyond the distractions of this Christmas season, remember the reason. God sent His only Son, Jesus, to redeem us, our only way to join Him in heaven. Christ with us, Christ in us. This Christmas season, join us in praying, God, abide with us.
The weather outside is frightful, but the fire is so delightful. And since we've no place to go, let it snow, let it snow, let it snow. Well, it doesn't show signs of stopping, and I brought some corn for popping. The lights are turned way down low. Let it snow, let it snow, let it snow. When we finally kiss goodnight, how I hate going out in the storm. But if you really hold me tight, all the way home I'll be warm. The fire is slowly dying, and my dear, we're still goodbying. But as long as you love me so, let it snow, let it snow, let it snow. Oh, oh, oh. When we finally kiss goodnight, how I hate going out in the storm. But if you really hold me tight. All the way home I'll be warm, but the fire is slowly dying, and my dear, we are still goodbye. But as long as you love me so, let it snow, let it snow, let it snow, let it snow, let it snow.
Now Mary was found to be with child. An angel appeared to Joseph in a dream, and he said, "Do not fear to take Mary as your wife, for that which is conceived is from the Holy Spirit. She will bear a son, and you shall call his name Jesus, for he will save his people from their sins."
Merry Christmas from the Bridge.
Winans with It's Christmas, the Bridge Morning Show with Denise and Chris.
One of the best things about the Christmas season, like with candy, is the candy cane.
Yeah.
I love a good candy cane. I don't have too many of them because it's just all sugar, but I do love a good candy cane here and there. Did you know the history behind it? Apparently, the legend says 1670, there's this choir master in Cologne, Germany. He's at the cathedral. And he was like, hey, look, I want to celebrate the young singers. And so he made candy, but he bent it in the shape of the cane.
Yeah.
To kind of honor the shepherd's crook.
Aww.
For the holiday.
Love that.
And so that tradition kind of spread through Europe and then eventually here in the United States. And then I didn't know this until, you know, a few years ago, but candy canes were originally, they were solid white in color. Mm-hmm. But then they added some red stripes to bring it color. And some people believe that the red stripes represent Jesus' blood that would pay for our sins. And the white would be the purity of his spirit.
Yes.
And so when you're eating a candy cane, you know, it just even ties in the story of Jesus even more.
I love it.
Don't eat too many of them. I'm not saying it gives you permission to do that. But how cool is you sit around maybe eating a candy cane over the next few days and you think about the story of where it comes from. I just love candy canes. And now I love them even more.
This is Ben from The Bridge, and I want to invite you to come with me to the Dominican Republic to serve on The Bridge mission team. In The Bridge adopted village of La Union Abajo hangs a banner that simply reads, Jesus is my hope and future. We are The Bridge. People of the village see this as a banner of hope. Bridge listeners come to love them, bring supplies, and share about Jesus. Seeing these lives transformed in the Dominican Republic is an incredible joy, and you have the opportunity to experience it firsthand. We'll travel to the Dominican Republic to see the mission and village Bridge listeners helped to transform. Be a part of their lives, feed those in need, and share the love of Jesus in person. Join me June 16th through June 21st of 2025. For information, text the word TRIP to 855-887-8870 or visit wearethebridge.org/DR.
Merry Christmas from the Meoli Companies and the McDonald's restaurants of Delmarva. They wish you the peace and joy of Jesus this holiday season. He is the best gift ever received. May he fill your home and hearts with a love that surpasses all others. The Meoli family appreciates their customers, staff, and neighbors and are thankful to serve them all. Many blessings on your Christmas season and a safe, healthy, and happy new year.
Hi, this is Kim Benton, State Farm Agent of Millsboro, Delaware. My team is proud to sponsor programming on The Bridge. State Farm offers life, disability, auto, and home insurance coverage. Information is available online at kimbenton.com.
The Bridge appreciates support from Welcome Home Realty, specializing in managing rentals throughout Kent and Sussex counties in Delaware by assisting property owners in day-to-day oversight, repairs, and more. They also specialize in sales. Found online at WelcomeHomeRealty.com.
Bridge Morning Show, Denise and Chris. And if you were a fan of Christian music back in the 90s, you probably heard of this guy. His name is Mark Lowry. He was a comedian. He also sang with the Bill Gaither vocal band. He has got an amazing voice. And maybe you've heard over the Christmas season the song Mary Did You Know? Put those two together. Mark Lowry actually wrote Mary Did You Know, and he almost didn't even finish it.
Yeah.
Had it not been for another gentleman who spoke into his life and said, no, you need to finish this song. And now it's a Christmas classic.
Mary, did you know that your baby boy will one day walk on water? Mary, did you know that your baby boy save our sons and daughters? Did you know that your baby boy has come to make you new? This child that you've delivered will soon deliver you. Mary, did you know that your baby boy will give sight to a blind? You know that your baby boy will calm the storm with his hands. Did you know that your baby boy has walked where angels trod? And when you kiss your little baby, just know you've kissed the face of God. Mary, did you know? Your baby boy is Lord of all creation. Oh, Mary, did you know that your baby boy will one day rule the nations? Did you know that your baby boy is heaven's perfect land? This sleeping child you're holding is the
Bridge.
Oh, there's no place like home for the holidays. 'Cause no matter how far away you roam, when you pine for the sunshine of a friendly gaze, for the holidays, you can't beat home, sweet home. I met a man who lives in Tennessee. He was heading for Pennsylvania and some homemade pumpkin pie. From Pennsylvania, folks are traveling down to Dixie's sunny shore. From Atlantic to Pacific, gee, the traffic is terrific. Oh, there's no place like home for the holidays. 'Cause no matter how far away you roam, if you want to be happy in a million ways, for the holidays you can't beat home, sweet home. I met a man who lives in Tennessee. He was heading for
Pennsylvania and some homemade pumpkin pie.
Some pumpkin pie.
From Pennsylvania, folks are traveling down to Dixie's sunny shore.
From Atlantic to Pacific,
gee, the traffic is terrific.
Oh, there's no place like home for the holidays, 'cause no matter how far away you roam,
if you want to be happy in a million ways,
for the holidays you can't beat home, sweet home.
Continue listening to The Bridge when you get to work on your smart speaker. Just say, play The Bridge. The Morning Show with Denise and Chris.
Well, for the new year, The Bridge staff are doing something kind of cool. Some of us are doing it's called the Bible Recap. And it's about 15 minutes a day reading through the chronological Bible. And there's a recap video that happens that you can watch every day that kind of just recaps what you read.
Yeah.
So you can actually get it, think about it some throughout the day. I love it.
Yeah.
And we're going to be doing it. And we thought, wouldn't it be cool if you would do it with us? So if you want more information about it, because we'd love to know that you've checked it out and that you want to do it too.
Yeah.
You can just text the word recap to 855-887-8870. You'll get a link that'll take you to a little, just fill in the name and I'm going to do this for 2025. Yeah. And that way we know that you're along with us. So
love it.
Text the word recap if you want more information at 855-887-8870.
Hey, it's Mark Dickey from the Afternoon Show on The Bridge, and I hope you are having an amazing December. This year has been so special as my girls are 3 and 5 now, and I can just see just Christmas becoming more and more magical in their lives. And I pray that your Christmas is magical too. Merry Christmas from my family to yours.
This Christmas season, Holly Grove Christian School in Westover, Maryland invites you to reflect on the true meaning of Christmas. Today in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. He is the Messiah, the Lord. At Holly Grove, they're committed to celebrating Christ's birth and sharing His light with the next generation. From the Holly Grove Christian School family to yours, Merry Christmas and may God's blessings be with you this season.
Willie Knives is a proud ministry partner of The Bridge, offering all types of knives and accessories, including pocket knives, hunting knives, kitchen knives, and more. They also sharpen knives and scissors. Located in Greenwood, Delaware, found on the web at willieknives.com.
This radio station has been such a blessing. It lifts me each day and encourages me each day.
On a cold winter.
Joined with Jesus, and He is joined with us, the harvest is sure to be abundant. Abide with us. Merry Christmas from the Bridge.
The child is this who laid to rest on Mary's lap. Sleeping, whom angels greet with anthem sweet, while shepherds watch and keep. This is Christ the King, whom shepherds, God, and angels sing. Haste to bring him aloud. Cross be born for me, for you. Hail, hail the Word made flesh, the Babe, the Son of Mary. This is Christ the King, whom shepherds guard and angels sing. Haste, haste to bring
Merry Christmas from the Bridge.
So tender.
thank you so much for being a part of the Bridge community, the family, being a part of the Bridge morning show with Denise and I. And it is always, always special to be able to come in and know that we get to hang out with you. I don't want to sound cheesy, but it doesn't feel like we have a job. You know, we just get to come in and talk and be hanging out with you and talk about Christmas. I don't know. It doesn't feel like we have to do any work. You guys do all the work. We just sit around and watch you. So thank you for letting us be a part of it.
Yes. And another watcher, that's Rodney Bayless.
Yeah, he sees you when you're sleeping.
Okay. Yeah. That's not creepy.
Not at all.
All right. So Rodney, that's the nap. That's the afternoon nap time. So Rodney, one of his topics today is, get this, what Christmas gift screams, I picked this up on my way over to your house.
Yes.
If you've ever hosted a small dinner get together or something like that, if somebody walked in and there was something that they handed to you as a thank you gift for hosting them, and you just kind of knew.
Totally screams that.
So that and more with Rodney Bayless here on the Bridge.
This Christmas, she will love Tickets Under the Tree for CeCe Wynan's in concert at the Delaware State Fair in July 2025. So much joy. Oh, this will be the concert not to miss in 2025. Tickets are on sale now. The perfect Christmas present. Tickets to CeCe Wynan's at the Delaware State Fair, July 22nd. Details and tickets at wearethebridge.org.
Isaiah chapter 9, verse 6 through 7. For to us a child is born, to us a son is given, and the government will be on his shoulders. And he will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Of the greatness of his government and peace there will be no end. He will reign on David's throne and over his kingdom, establishing and upholding it with justice and righteousness from the time on and forever. The zeal of the Lord Almighty will accomplish this. This is Ryan Horsey with Parkview RV Center wishing everyone a safe and Merry Christmas.
Programming on the Bridge is supported by Delmarva Area Chick-fil-A Restaurants, now offering the Peppermint Chip Milkshake, featuring peppermint bark chips and whipped cream topping, as well as a peppermint frosted or iced coffee. Available on the Chick-fil-A app, dine-in, carry-out, and drive-thru.
Wellers in Bridgeville enjoy supporting Christian music and programming on the Bridge. Hi, Jim Weller here. We carry utility trailers, steel carports, and Amish-built sheds. Our store in Bridgeville, Delaware is open Tuesday through Friday, 9 to 5, and Saturday, 8 to 2. Found online at wellers.com.
For a miracle, the heart longs for a little bit of hope. Oh, come, Emmanuel. A child prays for peace on earth, and she's calling out from a sea of hurt. Oh, come, Emmanuel. And can you hear the angels singing, glory to the light of the world, glory, the light of the world is here. The drought breaks with the tears of a mother, a baby's cry is the sound of love. Come down, come down, Emmanuel. Here's heart longs for a little bit of hope. Oh, come, Emmanuel.
Connecting and strengthening.
Hey, this is Riley Clemens, and I would like to wish you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
We are The Bridge.
Go tell it on the mountain, the one that we've been waiting for, the King of our salvation, born on this day our Savior Christ the Lord. Go tell it.
Abide with us. Merry Christmas from the Bridge.
Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in.